clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. I got a really important listener out there today. My old crime partner, Jill, she's on her way home from Stillwater. So I got to be on my best behavior today. So safe travels, young lady. Also, I have the Elk City FFA chapter will be in here in about 10 minutes or less. And the Merritt FFA chapter will be in here at 1240. So exciting day here on the show today. First, let's check out some temperatures. Way better than yesterday. Matter of fact, it's a heat wave at, where is that? Is that Guymon? No, Goodwill. 22 degrees at Goodwill, 14 at Slapout, 13 at Cherokee, 18 at Altus, 17 at Hollis, 14 at Bessie, and 17 at Butler out here in the panhandle of Texas. 15 at Lipscomb, 17 at Dozer, 18 at Odell, and Childress, you're 18 degrees. All right, first things first. I asked this on Facebook yesterday. I know Ace Hardware, I know Tractor Supply, I know Atwoods, they all got 1 gallon or 2.5 gallon cans of kerosene, but most of them are out right now. And some of the people answered that Smith Oil or Domino's over at Clinton has it. And I don't think they do, according to the phone call a while ago. I need to know, just so everybody knows, but I got a good buddy looking for some kerosene, 5 gallon cans at least. 5 gallon cans at Sayre Ace Hardware, but they're out. But anywhere you can buy either bulk kerosene or at least get 5 gallon cans at places besides that I just rattled off, I'd appreciate the information. 580-225-9697. Where can I get some kerosene at? Come on, help a brother out here. Check it out. All right, let's see what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Oh, by the way, eggs. Got a truckload of eggs that wrecked at Oklahoma City during the storm the day before yesterday. It was a full truckload hauling 280,000 eggs, and these weren't just your normal eggs. These were cage-free eggs, which are a little more expensive than your normal other eggs. How's that? 280,000 eggs. Take that times like a buck and a quarter, and you do the math. And then somebody was telling me they seen on the news or something a few days ago or last week, whenever it was, that a semi-load of eggs had been hijacked somewhere in the United States. This egg deal's getting way out of control. All right, grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on improved year-over-year demand for U.S. ag products. Inspections of corn, wheat, and soybeans for overnight or overseas deliveries since the start of their marketing year are all up on an annual basis, according to data from the USDA. Corn inspections since the beginning of the grain marketing year on September 1st are now at 24.7 million tons, metric tons that is, up from 18.3 same time last year. Soybean assessments since the start of September are now at 36 million metric tons. That's an increase from 32.1 million from last year. Wheat inspections since the beginning of the marketing year on June 1st are now at 14.8 million metric tons. That's up from 12.1 million. Exports of U.S. wheat since the start of June are at 14.4 million metric tons, up nearly 25% on an annual basis. Here's some more egg news. Hatcheries last week increased the number of eggs set in incubators, and more chicks were placed into meat production year over year, according to the report from the Ag Department. About 249.3 million eggs were set in incubators in the week that ended February the 15th. That's the highest number of placements in more than a month. That's where all our eggs are going, because the numbers show that we have plenty of production, but they're all going into the incubator, I guess. That's up 2% year over year and a narrow increase from previous week. Alabama has the largest number of eggs set at 35.3 million, followed by Georgia at 34.9 million, and North Carolina at a shade under 26 million eggs. About 191.2 million chicks were placed into meat production in the 7 days that ended on February 15th. That's the smallest amount since January 18th and down narrowly from the week prior, still up 3% from last year. Georgia led in placements at 26.3 million, Alabama 23.7 million, and Arkansas 21.2 million chicks last week. Since the first week of the year, placements have totaled about 1.34 million, also a 3% increase from year over year, according to the USDA. Dangerous cold that parked over almost the entire central U.S. will continue at least through tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. Man, it looks like we're going to, I mean, it's going to be cold. According to our Gabe gadget, we're at Mezzanet. We're at 12.9 here in the studio. But we got, looks like spring's coming next week. So we're going to go from one extreme to the other. And that's okay for people not wanting to be cold or hot or whatever, but it's hell on calves. Go from this extreme to the other. I know a lot of people were having calves again yesterday and using all kinds of methods to save them. And God bless you guys. Thank you, farmers and ranchers, for what you do during extremes with cattle to make sure we have food on our plate. Okay, let's do the Lipscomb dealerships gray market update real quick. As of now, the board's everywhere. It's all over the place. March corn, 498, up 1.25. Soybeans for March, 1042, up 10.25. Soybean meal, March, 296.10, up 1.40. Soybean oil, March, 4702, up 72. Hard red winter wheat's down for March at 605, down 8.25. It's down 8 for May at 618. Cotton for July is down at 68.40. It's down 27. Oil out of West Texas, March 73.23, up 98. And then natural gas, March 404. Got up over $4. You know why? It did. They're buying natural gas from Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle because none of the wind towers have been moving the last 2 days because they had ice on their little props. So, yeah. Thank you, Oilfield, for what you do. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all down quite a bit, actually, and feeders and live are down. February lives are 197.15, down 67. April's 193.32, down 145. Feeders for March, 266.20, down 282. April, 265.85, down 275. Lean hogs, April, 88.60, down 115. All right. We're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau office right there in Cheyenne. When we come back, I'll have the Elk City FFA on here. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February the 10th. 1,185 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 373 brought 410. 3 at 398 brought 412.50. 6 at 644 brought 268. 11 at 655 brought 311. 24 at 729 brought 280. 19 at 765 brought 272.50. 6 head of heifers at 532 brought 285. 19 at 540 brought 297. 11 at 565 5 brought 292. 5 at 678 brought 243. 64 at 681 brought 261. 3 at 713 brought 234. 21 at 766 brought 243. Butcher cows were 117 to 150. Butcher bulls brought 114 to 157. Bred cows 1650 to 2100. Western Oklahoma livestock auction exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Couldn't sign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Canadian, Texas, 16 degrees, wind chill of 6, humidity is 42%, dew points minus 3, wind is out of the southeast at 8. Let's see here. What else we got? 731 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 35 degrees. All right. Well, in the studio with me right now is the world-famous Elk City FFA chapter. Got a pretty good-looking bunch here. They're all dressed up, all but Austin. But he's all right. We know his sister. Oh, wait. There it is. let's start with you, young man. Introduce yourself and tell everybody what grade you're in and what position or officer position you hold.
I'm Wyatt McConnell. I'm a senior, and I'm this year's president.
All right, cool.
I'm Miley Moran. I'm a senior, and I'm the vice president.
All right.
I'm Austin Metter, and I'm a junior, and I am the treasurer.
All right.
I'm Ava McCollum.
Get real close and speak loud.
I'm Ava McCollum. I'm a senior, and I'm the sentinel.
All right.
I'm Aubrey Shelton, and I'm a senior, and I'm the secretary.
All right, cool. Let's start with you, young man. So you two are the only seniors?
No.
Oh.
Everybody except
everybody.
Austin.
Everybody. Yeah. Odd man out. Okay, well, that gives me a good reason to pick on you then. Let's start with you. 5 years in the FFA now?
Only 4. We just added the junior high program this year.
Oh, you did? Okay, so 4 years in there. I asked the kids from Eric yesterday, and it had some really good answers, so I'm going to stick with it. What's been one or two of your favorite things you've done so far in FFA?
That's tough. National Convention was real fun last year. Got to meet a lot of cool people from different states.
Right.
That was probably my highlight of my FFA years. There was a bunch of conferences that were cool as well. Made for Excellence was a really good conference. It was one of my favorites.
Okay, so... you're a senior. Where are you going? What you going to do? What you playing?
Go Pokes. I'm playing the major in agribusiness with prerequisites for veterinary school.
Okay, cool. And what's one thing you could just think off? Just think about what's going to stick with you the rest of your life that you've learned in FFA?
Definitely my public speaking skills. As a freshman, I was not great at public speaking.
Was you shy or just wanted any good?
I wasn't necessarily shy, but I was, you know, it was just kind of scary.
Yeah.
Scary. But that's definitely something that'll stick with me through the rest of my life.
Oh, awesome. Good answer. All right, young lady, you're up. Same question.
I would probably say going to state our freshman year for opening and closing ceremonies.
Okay.
That was a pretty cool highlight because we worked really hard and we weren't good at public speaking at all, and we got in there and we practiced and it paid off and we got to go to state.
Oh, awesome. What's your unfavorite thing?
My unfavorite thing?
You got a new ag teacher. It's all right. Talk crap. No, I'm kidding.
They've been great. I don't know.
You don't have one? What's one thing you don't like doing in FFA? Do you not like the weld? Something like that. You like them all?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's not really anything that I can
find
about.
Somebody needs, when she gets out of college, somebody needs to marry her. She's way, she sounds like a lot of fun. She doesn't dislike anything. So what's your plan?
I want to go to OSU. I want to be a nurse. And I've worked with kids with disabilities and special needs. And so nursing, I would like to do the combination of both of those.
Are you going to come back home to do that, or are you just going to find the right spot for you? I mean, that's a long time away.
I'm so not sure.
You're not sure?
Just wherever the wind takes me, I guess.
There we go. That's an honest answer. All right, big boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's been your favorite thing so far in FFA?
Probably going to state convention every year.
All right.
This will be my third year going, and I just like getting to go meet all the people up there and just meeting companies that are working in Oklahoma doing different things, and just going to all those little workshops and learning stuff about how Oklahoma runs.
Are you guys done calving out there? You were done a long time ago, wasn't you? You guys calve in December, don't you?
Yeah, we are done at the house. We got like two left at the house.
We're so you're not completely done.
Yeah.
All right, trick question. Who's your dad's favorite child, you or Jill?
Jill is.
You're honest. So who's your mom's?
Ooh, that may be me. It's probably pretty close.
Well, moms are moms. I don't know. Moms don't have favorite kids.
No,
I don't
it's
think
pretty
so.
Close.
But your dad, I figured it was Jill. But wait till you go to college, then you'll be his favorite.
Maybe.
All right, let's go to you, young lady.
My favorite thing, I really like flags. I like going, I don't love getting up early, but I like getting to serve the community and putting out flags.
Right, and you guys do that every holiday?
Every 6 holidays. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Flag Day, President's Day.
Have you ever seen, while you're putting these flags out and picking them up, have you ever seen anything just out of the ordinary?
Well,
yeah, I knew there's got to be so many flags. How many flags do you guys put out?
There's tons of.
Do you know how many flags you put out? Probably quite a few. 200?
We all get up and meet at Carl's Jr. at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we take a route and we go.
So what's unique about that? I want to hear some good stories.
I don't know. So sometimes we can't find the flag hole. No. So we're out there like digging on the ground and we're freezing cold. But it's all worth it. It's so much fun.
He doesn't carry a drill?
We have metal detectors, spoons. I don't know. Yeah,
I know what you want to dig through.
I like the spoon. Oh boy. Let's see. So you're a senior, right? Yep. Everybody's senior except for you, right? Okay. All right. I got that now. All right. So what's one of your favorite things you've done so far in FFA?
Probably going to state convention. I love that. I love going to state convention.
Did you go to national last year?
I didn't get the chance
you
to.
You didn't get to go? Mm-mm. Let's see. Your sister, who else from Elk City for a star farmer this, or whatever they do at the national American farmer degree? Yeah.
Blake Miller.
She the only, oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Anybody going next year? We got any?
We might have two next year.
Do what now?
We might have two American degrees.
Okay, cool.
Your brother, and then Camden Walter.
All right, awesome. See, we're on a roll here. We're going to keep it up. So what else are you? What all do you do in FFA? You do speech, judging?
I've done a little bit of everything. I started late, so I started my sophomore year and just like slowly worked my way up.
What was the delay on that?
I didn't want to do it.
You don't know?
Because my brother did it and he was like, I hated it. But I don't know. I was like, I should do FFA. And then I got to go to speech competitions and all that stuff my sophomore year.
So are you glad you joined?
I am glad I joined.
There you go.
Never. If I could change one thing, I would have.
Your brother needs some medical help.
That's accurate.
What's been one of your unfavorite things?
My unfavorite things?
Besides getting up early to go put flags out.
I mean, that's probably it.
That's probably it? Just getting up early?
Yeah.
So, what else? Well, I don't think we finished. What else besides speech contest? Do you like shop?
So, I did animal science last year with Mr. D, and that was real fun. And this year I'm doing wildlife management.
Talk a little bit about that. Describe what you're actually doing.
Well, we learn about, like, marine life. We got a fish tank this year, and we got fish to...
Got any piranhas in there?
No, I forget what they're called, but Mr. Q got them from the pond, and he put them in our classroom.
Oh, yeah? Mudcats, probably?
I don't know what they... Do you know what they are? I don't know. They're blue.
They're blue?
Died.
Oh, maybe they're blue cats.
I don't know.
So, all right, let's go to you, young lady. You've been all quiet over there. I won't pick on you, but get as close to that mic as you can, please. What about you? What's been one of your favorite things to do?
One of my favorite things probably was going to national convention because you learn a lot about the other states that are also involved.
Right.
And just nationally. And it's really cool to be walking down the road and see somebody from Hawaii and have the opportunity to go up and talk to them and ask them about their FFA career and things that they're into as well. A huge thing that I focused on this year was making an impact. And I think going to alumni camp over the summertime, that helped me change my perspective to leave a bigger impact.
Right.
And so that's just some things.
I've heard that more than once in the last 2 weeks, that alumni really – has made the biggest impact on some of the kids. It seemed like talking to them about it. Yes. What's your plans?
I plan to either go to SWASU or OSU to get my doctor's degree in speech pathology.
All right. You're the second one this week. You got some competition from, who was it? Who was in here? Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody from Eric's going. So it's Beckham County. So you guys better make plans when you come back. You don't want to be butting each other's heads.
Yeah.
So why that?
I grew up, growing up, my papa, he had a stroke when I was very young, and he could not talk.
I got you.
And so I put the two and two together, and I was like, I think that's what I'm called.
Right. Is there, have you dug into it enough? Is there ways that they can help people that have had strokes and they have a speech impairment, do they help? Does it help to work with them? I mean, do they, some of them come out or come around?
Yeah, there's a lot of like children that'll participate in speech pathology, and a lot of them will come out way better than they were before they came in.
Well, you ought to heard me about 40 years ago. Even though I'm not good at it now, I'm still a hick. But so I have a hearing problems. I'm deaf in my right ear. And then hearing affects your speech way more than people understand it. I cannot pronounce my S's and H's. When I say agriculture, I say agriculture. So, you know, stuff like, because I don't want to go through something that it's a habit for me to mess up. So I wish you the best in the world, what you're going to do.
Thank you.
All right. So which is the better school to go to learn this, OSU or SWASU? About the same?
Yeah, they're probably about the same. You can't really finish your degree in either schools, so you'll have to, like, transfer.
Where do you got to go finish it at?
I'm going to finish mine at OU.
All right. Anyway, we got down to the good stuff. You know what this means? All right, we got a few minutes left. Let's head back to you real quick. You're the Presidente. How's that been?
It's been really great this year. There's been bunch of cool events that we've held. We actually held one of the biggest fundraisers for our chapter that we've had in about over a decade.
Right. Yeah, I heard. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And they got, how about you, young lady? What, you're the VP, right? That comes with a little bit of, well, not authority, responsibility.
Yes.
How's that been?
It's been really good. And, you know, Wyatt and I even went to kindergarten together. So, like, even getting to work together to end out
so you
our,
guys made
our
a pretty good
career,
team.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Austin, is this your first year as an officer?
It is.
How's it been?
It's been great. I've had a good time. I think we've done a really good job of just growing our chapter and really trying to kind of turn around from what we were at and just progressing of how many people we have and just giving everybody as much opportunity as possible.
How many kids are in there this year?
170, 180.
Golly. Good thing they got two teachers. Probably need three with some of them. Oh, yeah. So, see, got a minute left. Who's my stock shower? Any stock showers in here? You, back to you. Are you ready for the county?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what's going on this weekend? Can you help everybody out?
Oh, the county?
Yeah.
The county show's on Monday.
All right. You guys, what, move in Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday evening.
All right. And then county's on... The show's Monday. When's the premium sale?
Tuesday
night, and then there's the meal always. That, 5:30. Yeah, so that's at what, 6? 5:30? 5:30. All right, what do you show?
I show pigs and sheep.
Pigs and sheep. What's your favorite to show?
Ooh,
come on.
I don't know. I grew up showing pigs, but something in me just loves the sheep.
All right. Well, they're not as hard. Are they as hard-headed as pigs?
Oh, yeah.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sheep you got?
I've got a Dorset and two Shropshires.
Okay, cool. Guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for coming in. Happy National FFA Week, and I wish all four seniors the best. And one last thing. Austin, grab that mic. Tell Jill that her dad, that she's her dad's favorite child.
Our dad's favorite.
We're going to take Oklahoma Farm. Yo, I lost my mic. We're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this. All right, here we go. We're back. I messed up, didn't I? Hang on here. Oh, I did. We can take a quick break. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've never had parents in the room with this. All right, let's see here. Sealing, Oklahoma. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 14, feels like 3, humidity's 50, the winds are out of the east at 8, 12 one-hundredths of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is 33, sunset at 6:21. Mostly sunny and hot today at 21. Tonight, one more cold night, people, 3 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, we should get up to freezing around ceiling 32 and mostly sunny. All right, I got the Merit FFA chapter in here with me. We got them split up two groups, the ladies and the guys, because I know the guys and I know they just... they won't shut up, so we'll go with you ladies first. All right, grab that mic, ma'am, and pull it over there towards you and tell everybody who you are, what grade you're in, and what position officer you hold.
I'm Leah Snuggs. I'm a junior, and I'm the secretary.
Okay, you?
I'm Ainsley Partain. I'm a junior, and I'm the treasurer.
All right.
I'm Allie Hamilton. I'm a senior, and I'm your reporter.
All right, good job. Hey, by the way, thanks to the Merit FFA chapter for coming to the church at Carter Sunday. That was pretty good. You guys did a good job. You looked professional. You weren't throwing stuff. You wasn't acting up. So that was pretty good. Appreciate you guys coming to church. All right, let's start with you. Let's see, what grade are you in?
Junior.
Junior, pull that mic a little closer to you. 4 years? 3 years?
Three.
Okay.
We didn't have junior high.
Right. It started this year, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, 3 years in there. What's your favorite thing to do? In FFA. Let me rephrase that.
sorry.
No, you're right.
Definitely just getting to meet new people and the experiences you get throughout. Specifically, I personally like going to leadership conferences. I think those are super fun and educational.
All right. What's your unfavorite thing?
Public speaking.
Don't worry about ag teachers or superintendents or principals. Don't worry about that. You have, what do they call it, when you can testify in court? You don't have to worry about getting. humidity. I can't even say it now. Immunity. Yeah, we go. We got it. Man, we all need speech therapy today. So what? There's got to be something you just don't like doing related to FFA.
Public speaking.
There we go. All right. And then you're a junior?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you been thinking about what you're going to do down the road after school?
Yes.
Talk to us. What about? What is it?
I want to be a pediatrician.
Okay.
So I plan on majoring in nursing and health science, and then not quite sure where I want to go yet, but I'll figure that out here in the next.
Oh, yeah. You got time.
Yep.
All right, Ms. Partain.
Oh, sorry.
Are you any good at basketball?
It depends on who you ask.
The coach?
Yeah.
Should I ask the coach?
Probably not.
Well, you're a starter, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. I've been watching. I actually went back to watching high school basketball this year. I don't know why. So I've been going to Merit. I picked Merit as my go-to school, so I get to watch you. You guys are pretty good.
Thank you.
Get an extra day to recover now. Yes. Did you guys need it?
Probably. It's probably the best for the team.
All right. So you're a senior?
I'm a junior.
No, that's right. I knew that. There's only one senior on the basketball team. All right. So... do you show stock, do any of that?
No, sir.
What?
I do leadership conferences and the occasional ag business management test.
All right. And that's about it? You got an unfavorite thing?
Public speaking.
Public speaking? Why? You're not bashful.
No, I just don't like
people. You don't like talking to judges?
No, the judges get me.
I remember last year at Merit, I got to be one of the judges when they had that, what they call it, jackpot speech deal come through there or whatever that is. There's some pretty salty kids out there know how to talk. And they wanted me judging. So, but it's all right. We got through it. So you're the treasurer?
Yes, sir.
You got plans? So who chooses the officers? Ag teachers? Or do you guys vote it within?
Yeah, I take it.
I gotcha.
We have resumes we have to make to turn in. We have judges, and we do, what is the word I'm looking for? Interviews.
Interviews, yeah.
And
you don't have immunity? No.
No. And then it's just based off like a point system on how well you do in your interview and on your resume. And...
Okay. So the ag teacher still does the choosing, judging you guys, right?
No, we bring other people in.
Oh,
the judge, it's not our ag teachers.
Right. Are they ag related?
Yeah, normally.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want no non-farmers picking officers.
No.
No. All right. Let's go to you, young lady. Yeah. Hey, just grab that mic right there. Listen here and pull it over. You got to talk real close to it.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. How about you? What's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing? I really enjoy being an officer. We've got to do a lot of fun things this year. We actually went to Indianapolis for National Convention.
Oh, cool.
Which was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Our ag teacher, Miss Nation, she had a lot of curbs on the way there.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Name one. Name one.
Name one curb?
Yeah.
That she hit?
Yeah.
I mean, every single one that you could, like, almost every turn when she we made. Bucky's. Yeah, she hit a curb on the way to Bucky's.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Whoa. Let me get back to that. All right. See, you're a junior?
I'm a senior.
So, you're a senior?
Yes.
Oh, you are a senior.
Yeah.
All right. What's your plans?
My plans? I got into OU this year, so.
Bummer!
Next year? Yeah. All the way. And I'm going to be a nurse because I want to be a nurse practitioner. So, and work with, like, be a, like.
You coming back to Western Oklahoma?
No, absolutely no.
Why not? Well, at least she's honest. Where are you going? What's you thinking in an area?
I think I want to work at OU Hospital for a few years. And, yeah, I want the big city life for a little bit, so we'll see. Yeah.
You just want to go up there and watch the Sooners play football and softball.
Every game I'm going to be at, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take another break. When I come back, I'll have the boys from the young men from Merit FFA in here, and we'll finish up the show with them. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Modern technology has had an impact on every aspect of life, and the business of farming is no exception. Today's FFA members are learning agri-science technologies that provide new and better ways to manage our vital natural resources.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
The Wheeler General Store carries vet supplies, high pro feed, master hand milling, and smart lick tubs, and they're proud of everyone involved in FFA.
The thing about tires is, it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want. Service that can't be touched.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Self-reliance is one of the most valuable lessons any young person can learn. And the FFA helps our young people to learn self-reliance, to become better farmers, better businessmen, and better neighbors. Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
Building a strong foundation of agricultural leadership, Evolve Vessel Oil and Gas Equipment of Elk City, Oklahoma, supports the future farmers of America.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
There's still this mom. She's creeping on us. Whose mom is that? Don't worry, Cole. We know who it is. 20 degrees at Mangum. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. For southwestern Oklahoma, it feels like 11. Humidity's 41. The winds are out of the east at 8. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 39 degrees. Sunset at 6:24. 23 and partly sunny today. 8 for a low tonight and 33 and mostly sunny tomorrow. All right, let's start with you, Mr. Jackson. Introduce yourself, your senior, and what position you hold in the chapter.
I'm Jackson Bow. I'm the president of the Merit FFA chapter, and I'm a senior.
All right, pull that mic over there to you, Luke.
I'm Luke Peffer. I'm a senior, and I'm the vice president of the
Merit. All right,
FFA.
You can use that mic if you want to, Cole. Just talk loud and close to it.
Okay. I'm Cole Carter. I'm a junior, and I'm the sentinel in the Merit FFA chapter.
All right. Welcome to the Today in Ag Show, guys. You guys all dressed up pretty snazzy, too. Are those new shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't do hand-me-downs from other officers. all right, let's start with you, Jackson. You're a senior?
Mm-hmm.
What's been your most favorite thing to do besides show in FFA?
I think that my favorite thing I've ever done in FFA, I love state convention.
All right.
It is an absolute blast, and I swear I have met probably 90% of my friends at state convention.
Girlfriends?
No, not quite. Maybe only one.
Okay. How many of you went to? All of them?
I've been to three.
Three?
This year will be my fourth state convention.
All right.
And hopefully I'll get my state degree this year.
Have you guys been to Nashville?
Yes.
We went. How was that?
It was different. I don't like it near as well as state convention, but I also didn't know hardly anybody.
Well, of course not. Do you remember who lived the farthest from Oklahoma that you might have met?
Alaska.
Alaska? Mm-hmm. How was that conversation?
I don't know. It's kind of cold.
What, Alaska or the conversation?
Both.
Both?
Well, conversation, it was just, I don't know, they're just not social. I don't know why.
Because it's cold up there and there's nothing to do but watch reruns.
Exactly.
I think
they just keep to themselves a little more than we do.
It's true. There's stories out there about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your plans?
So my
Move
plans
as far away from Carter as you can get?
No, not quite. I still got some friends down here. I gotta keep up with them. So my plan is to go to Redlands for 2 years, get my basics done, and then move on to Stillwater.
Okay. And do what? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna
Well,
I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm planning on getting my basics out of the way first, hopefully, and then I want to go into agribusiness because
okay, cool job.
Business degree is very diverse. You can do anything with a business degree.
So, all right, Mr. Peffer, are you going to do anything like vet related? Is that your plan?
Yep, that's my plan.
That was the luckiest guess.
I thought
he was just hanging out down there at the vet clinic, but he actually, one day I seen him doing something. Yeah. So, all right, so you're senior.
Yes.
And obviously you're in basketball. And see, all three of you are, aren't you? Jackson, are you in basketball? No, I didn't think so. I know you are. This is all you see down there on the basketball court with him down there. What's been your favorite thing so far in FFA?
I'm going to have to say state convention, too. It's just really fun getting to hang out with your friends and stuff.
Right.
Meet new people. Go to concerts every year, too. That's.
Have you learned anything?
Yeah, I mean.
What?
I don't know. How to meet new people. I don't know. That's kind of the thing is to meet people at state convention.
Right.
Go to some of those career fairs.
Are you staying in touch with anybody you've met?
Yeah. I still talk to somebody. One of my friends, I talk to him every day. I met him at state convention when I was a sophomore.
All right.
So,
what's been one of your unfavorite things in FFA that you don't just, I mean, you don't hate it, just you just don't like to do it?
Speech contest. I'm not.
Why? You got the voice for it.
I know, but memorizing the speech is not very fun.
Just make it up. And hope they don't want you to repeat it. So speech contest, you're probably the second or third person in the last couple of weeks. And he's like, nah, that's not me. And what's your plans?
I'm going to go to Southwestern College in Kansas.
Okay, where's that at?
It's in Winfield.
Okay.
And I'm going to play basketball there for 4 years. And okay. Then
I think I knew this, but I'm glad you reminded me.
And then hopefully get into vet school at OSU.
Okay.
Let's do that. So.
Right, well, your old partner in crime made it last week, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Madison, she got accepted because, you know, that's not an easy task. No, because so talking to Madison about that, and I don't know if you guys discussed it, but going to, Colorado State, K-State, all your vet schools, A&M, and all that, they kind of all want different criteria. And that kind of bad if you don't take the right classes while you're going to college. So you're ready to dedicate 8 years.
8 years, I'm ready.
For schooling. Yep. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be like gray-haired when you become a vet.
If I have any hair, maybe.
Oh, cool. I wish you the best luck. I'll keep up with you. Don't worry. All right, Cole. I saved the quickest for the last. No. What's you're a senior, right?
Junior.
You're a junior. That's right. I knew that. What's been one of your favorite things to do?
My favorite things is whenever we do like little get-togethers with like everybody in the chapter, like 7th through 12th grade, like have Halloween parties, Christmas parties, stuff like that. It's just fun to
You're a pretty sociable guy. It doesn't annoy me, but he is always smiling. And even when he's got girlfriends hanging out with you, he'll still talk to you and stuff like that. And his mom takes pictures of him because it's her baby. Right?
Yeah.
Who's the favorite of the four boys to your dad?
To my dad.
Your dad's favorite.
My dad's favorite? I don't know. Probably they all think it's me, but I say it's Ryan. Yeah. Bryson Payne thinks it's me, but I say it's Ryan.
And then the twins. We had a blast at the golf tournament last year, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like it. That was pretty cool. What's one thing that you can think of on top of your head, off the top of your head, that you've learned in FFA besides being sociable? that you think you'll carry with you for the rest of your life?
Something that I can carry with me forever?
Yeah, that you've learned. Let me rephrase that. You've learned in FFA that you think will stay with you the rest of your life?
Probably just, like, the morals, like, just be a good person. Like, just be the person your parents raised you to be.
That's the best answer I've got. That's a pretty good answer, Cole. And, you're shooting. Are you going to try out for president next year? I guess pretty tough competition.
I don't know if I can be president.
You never know. All you gotta do is want to.
That's true.
Nothing to hold you back but fear and common sense. all right, let's go back to you, Jackson. Grab that mic over there. We still got a couple minutes here. You show stock.
I do.
Tell everybody what's coming up this weekend.
So we got county coming up. And this should be exciting. I'm kind of sad. Like, as I go on, the shows that we always go to every year, like districts, county, OYE, this is the last.
This is it. You did pretty good at what? Chickasha? Or what did I see? Your mom posted something.
Probably Coba.
Oh, yeah.
That was in a Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan. That was a female, our breeding show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did really good. Tell everybody what you did.
So I had third overall Yorkshire Gilt, 15th out light cross gilt, and my dark cross gilt was very close to making it and getting a scholarship.
All right.
She would have been like in the next three, I bet.
Yeah. So, yeah, you did pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a good showing for you last year.
I enjoyed it. I love Coba. It's different. I like the purple shavings. The pigs don't necessarily like them, but it brings the color out.
Are they annoyed by the color or just scared?
They kind of just, it's because they've never seen it before.
Right.
They just don't know what's going on. So.
All right, Luke. Dr. Luke. See, that's kind of rhymes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dr. Luke. That's what they ought to be calling you on the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start that tonight.
Dude, yeah.
I'm going to talk. Huh? What? Good, that back cover. I couldn't hear. What'd she say?
It is Luke Peffer's birthday today.
Oh, it is. Cole, you want to sing happy birthday to you?
Go ahead. Oh, I ain't no singer. I'll tell you.
Well, happy birthday, Luke.
Thank you.
And you guys play tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Everything got delayed there. We got just a little bit back. I just wanted to call. I was thinking about that. We're going to call you Dr. Luke. Yeah. You guys start that in the deal tonight. You girls help me out. Dr. Luke. That's the best Luke, back. You know that doctor, what was it, Dr. J or
yeah,
whatever?
Dr. J.
Yeah. So there we go. Well, guys, happy National FFA Week. And thanks for coming in. You guys have been really good sports and really good at it. Cole, thank you for that answer. That's the best answer I've had in 2 weeks. So that was good. That was from here. So anyway, so happy National FFA Week. I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow night, either on Paragon TV or I'll be at Hinton. So, all right, see you guys. All right, that's it. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, America. God bless.